Uploading.
3, 2, 1.
Winner! Well, welcome everybody to the Backstage Banter Podcast. Oh, nice. Tena koutou. Welcome to the, what is it called? I just said it.
Backstage Banter Podcast.
We should learn how to say it in different languages.
Oh!
Great.
Okay.
Well, let's do Greek next time.
Let's do Greek next time. You figure it out. And knowing
I don't know how to figure it out. Someone figure it out for me, guys, please.
If we come back and next time it's not in Greek, just remember Johnny didn't go to Google.
What if I'm
not on the podcast next time?
Hey, do you know what you could do if you're listening? You could send us different ways we can say hello.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great way to do
then
it.
We and then to do the research.
Season two, because I think this is going quite well now. We're sort of like 14 episodes in. I think it's good. 15 episodes in. I think this is good. This is going great.
We're enjoying
it. Personally, I'm having fun making them. I don't know if anybody's listening to them. So
we hope you're enjoying it.
We might not have a season two because no one's going to email us. But you should email us, kidsatarisechurch.com.
That's the one.
That'll be fantastic.
It'll probably be the parents emailing us. Not
yeah, it will be. So please, parents,
email
please.
Us.
Yeah. If you are joining us for the first time, this is where we sort of have a bit of a yarn, some banter about some things while we sit around. Quick roll call to figure out who's here because we haven't done that yet. Harry's here.
I said Johnny's here. This is Nicole speaking. I'm Nicole.
Nicole. You just took my name, so that's fine.
I stole Johnny's thunder. He's here with us.
I'll just stay quietly in the corner here. How about that?
No, Johnny.
This is Nicole speaking.
Johnny, I'm so glad you're here. That's why I had to say it.
You don't seem it.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you were. That was like
Johnny.
This is okay. Let me repeat back to you what you just sounded like.
Johnny's here.
Johnny, I'm really glad you're here.
Johnny, I'm so glad you're here.
After all the years, Nicole.
Johnny, Nicole is so glad you're here.
So glad, guys. You're here.
I've got a conundrum. I've been thinking about this since the first podcast.
Big word.
What's conundrum?
Oh, conundrum. It's a problem I can't solve.
Oh,
is that what it means?
No, but I think that's what it means.
Go on.
Okay, here's my conundrum, my problem that I can't solve, but I think I might be able to. Here it is.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to fix it today.
Okay.
Have you ever thought to yourself, and we asked this question on episode one, so if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the question.
Yeah.
We're about to ask the same question now.
15 episodes later.
Yeah.
Where does hair colour come from?
Mum and Dad.
Well, that's actually probably a logical answer.
All right, well, great show, everybody.
Great show, let's go.
Hair box dye.
No. Okay, yeah, but.
Naturally speaking.
I want to talk about natural hair. Because the thing is, this is where it started,
What makes the colour?
The other day, I went to my barber.
I need a haircut, sorry.
You can't whisper stuff and just hope that
they also cannot see you trying to cut your hair.
I was just pretending to cut my hair.
I went to the barber where they cut my hair for me.
Yeah,
and
good.
And my barber said to me, he said, Harry, not to be alarmed. Please don't be alarmed. You have a lot of grey hair coming through.
I learned a couple of things when you said this right now. Number one, I feel like I've never had a relationship with my barber that he would tell me that I should be concerned about my hair. Great.
I have a great relationship with my barber.
My hairdresser has told me I need a haircut.
Obviously, I am the one who is odd.
My hairdresser is also the same as Annalise's hairdresser.
Have you hugged your hairdresser?
Just so you know.
That's probably why.
Why you gotta bring that up?
Just wondering.
Carry on.
So he gray said, hairs. Not to be alarmed, you've got several grey hairs. And
Can I see your head?
Yeah, you can look at my head.
See?
I saw some this morning.
I see them.
Yeah,
during pre-meeting, it was literally glistening in my eye.
Okay, here we go.
Ah, my eyes!
But here's the thing, right?
Yes.
If it's grey, is that the colour of the hair?
Yep.
Or is it the absence of colour?
Oh my golly gosh. I don't know.
So let's say it is the hair colour. I'm deep here because this is stressful for me. I'm changing colour.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going grey just thinking about this.
I am. Look, they're coming through. So here's the thing, right? If it is the new colour,
yep.
Where's the colour coming from? Okay, this is my thing though, right? Because this is my theory about it all, right?
Yeah.
I reckon you're born with a certain colour. Comes from your mum and dad, of course, all that kind of stuff.
What colour hair?
I reckon when you get old, you know how your hair turns like grey, then white, then eventually you have no hair.
Yep.
Or you're like me and you just start losing your hair at 30, everybody kind of thing, you know? So there's different stages of life, of course.
Yep.
But I reckon what happens is you grow your hair, and then it's like your hair is like really, really long, but the rest of it is inside your head. And once you keep on growing and growing and growing,
wait a minute,
it gets to the stage, right, when it gets to like a certain length where it changes colour.
Wait, sorry. Then it goes to white. Stop.
And then it gets to the point where it falls out and they're done.
Time. Are you suggesting that the length of my hair on the outside of my head is the same length on the inside? Is that the suggestion?
It's longer on the inside.
It's longer on the inside.
What are you talking about?
Mine? Where does it go? Where does it live?
You guys can't see this, but I'm standing up right now because I'm so convinced.
Nicole's holding her hair.
Imagine how much hair is on the inside.
Nicole is so concerned right now.
I'm holding my ponytail, which goes all the way down my back.
Yeah, but you don't cut your whole entire ponytail off. You only cut little pieces off at a time.
Yeah, but you said it's in my head.
What I'm imagining is like a little rooms with little balls of yarn, like wool, and then just like little mice are inside.
This is my theory, guys, okay?
I'm trying to get clarity on your theory.
By the time you get to the middle stage of the roll of hair, that's when it gets grey. And then you go down even further when you're old, it's white. And then you get the point where there's none left, and so nothing grows anymore.
Right.
Doesn't that make logical sense?
Right.
Here's my question.
I mean, kind of.
If you could have any colour here,
why are you segueing from my?
That's such a huge segue from where Johnny's going here. Here's my question.
Yes.
Why is today not Monday? Just a segue.
Why it's not Monday.
Yeah, because it's Friday. But
two things. Answer Johnny first because I lost myself in that.
Johnny, I think no. Nicole, your answer would be.
You would want pink hair.
What are you on about? Can someone replace Nicole?
Can we get Nicole some sort of like
and Johnny
help?
Green.
It's really, really mean you saying that, Nicole, because I'm actually losing my hair. So for you to say that kind of stuff, I actually would like green hair, Nicole.
I wish you could see what's happening here because Nicole is bent over laughing at her own. I don't know what she. I don't know. Where did the hair colours come from?
Not even funny.
I'll be honest. It's because I didn't know what Johnny was talking about.
It made perfect sense, right?
I think it made perfect sense.
I'm looking out to the empty seats. There's no one there to tell me if there is anything good.
No, nobody's telling us.
What do you think, anything? Harry? You asked the question, I guess that's why.
Asked the question because I didn't know and I hoped my friends were going to help me, but clearly we've just...
I gave you a really good theory.
I think that it's clearly an absence of colour. It's got to be an absence of colour. Surely something goes on with
like
the hair regrowth.
Like a pigment.
Yeah, like deficiency. Maybe there's something on my scalp or maybe if I get too much dandruff it changes colour. I don't know.
What's the question?
I think you just wash your hair.
Where does the colour come from?
Oh, okay, we came back to that.
That was my first question the whole time.
I thought we were talking about what, because you were saying hair grows inside your head.
Of course it grows inside your head.
No, but I was imagining a ponytail, a mini ponytail in the side of my brain.
You imagine a ponytail inside your brain?
In the side of your brain? Which side of your brain?
Can you tell
me
why I went to the colours?
Okay, do you know what I think
is here?
Ooh. Mm. Apart from the fact that it's not.
Yeah. Maybe when it comes outside the body.
It's a living organ.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is the brain an organ?
Mm. Oh my gosh. Did you not know it's an organ?
Yeah.
Have you ever said the brain's an organ?
An organ?
Did you know your skin's an organ? It's the largest organ in your body.
Oh, yuck.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
every time I hear organ, I just think of... Ba-da-da-da.
That's like when
like
I
a musical
hear.
Organ.
Crazy fact about what we're actually been talking about, my hair though. Did you know that when your hair comes outside of your head,
yes.
It technically dies? So your hair is dead.
So then what are
split
ends?
It's only alive inside of you.
This is disgusting.
What are split ends? Wait, what does it mean when your hair's alive?
I just read this somewhere.
Okay, all right, there's the bell. So let's talk about what we've learned today. A very educationally confusing podcast.
Indeed. Very long one too.
Very long, apologies for that. We were trying to help Nicole understand.
We did not succeed at all.
So, okay, what have we learned today? Johnny, starting with you.
I think we learned that my theory about where hair comes from and how it grows and the colour of it.
Could you summarise it just in a sentence?
I couldn't.
Okay.
No.
Nicole, what did you learn today?
I learned that you would look great with pink hair.
And I learned that we didn't learn anything today at all. Like, we've confused ourselves. Anybody? Oh, no, I did. I learned that the brain is a musical instrument. It's an organ. So there you go. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. Hope that you had a good time and you want to come back and get some more. If you haven't listened to the first episode, go back to number one. Make sure you don't miss out on all the fun. See what I did there? That was quite good. If you want to learn more or hear anything else, listen to this guy.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.